Today I'm joined on the line by Valerie O'Sullivan, Director of Services at Cork City Council. Good morning, Valerie. How are you?
Good morning. Really good, thank you.
Good, good, good. Now, it's that time of the year again, and the big event has been launched. So we're looking for entries for the 2019 Irish Examiner Cork City Marathon.
Definitely. And we expect to break the target of 10,000 runners this year, because participation is definitely up. But there's still plenty of time to register and take part. And you don't have to be a seasoned runner. You don't have to be a pro athlete. There's loads of options to participate. So Marathon Sunday is great for that reason alone.
It's a Sunday run day, yeah?
Sorry, exactly, yeah.
Yep, that's it, yeah. Now, there's a hashtag going with this as well, more than a marathon as well, which is kind of an embracing everybody as well to be all, a lot more inclusive.
Yeah, definitely, and it really is. I mean, the Sunday that the marathon is run in Cork City is absolutely huge. It attracts people from all walks of life, and it raises huge interest, not just from the athletic field or the running field. And it's very inclusive because there are a range of options for participants, so you don't have to do the full 26 miles. You can do a relay. You can walk, jog. Once you finish it in 6 hours, you're welcome to be a participant. And there is a youth challenge for 16 and 17-year-olds. And we have sanctuary runners as well, just purely there to raise awareness of people in direct provision. And we expect about 320 international athletes from all over the world. So it's a spectacle. And also the city is on show, the businesses benefit, and they also offer great options for people visiting the city for the marathon. So it's really a good atmosphere in the city, whether you're running or not.
Absolutely. And the youth challenge that you mentioned there as well, it's all about promoting and embracing health and fitness, I guess, in a much more, if you like, relaxed and fun way.
Exactly. There's no pressure. And people participate in the marathon for a range of reasons. You know, they're marking milestones, they're commemorating things, they're marking anniversaries, and they use it to raise awareness of various causes or things that are close to their heart. So it is much more about just running a marathon, even though we're delighted to have so much interest from international athletes as well.
Indeed, and that's why they'll be there as well. They'll have their personal targets to meet rather than a charitable event.
Exactly, yeah.
Indeed, and that's what you need as well, because, I mean, that way as well, you know, the marathon gets higher profile, it gets better profile, and it's also a stepping stone as well to, I guess, the bigger ones like the Boston, the London, except New York.
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose because we have so many people from outside of Cork and indeed of Ireland, we're probably classed now as an international marathon. But it's a really manageable one, as you say, that can serve as a stepping stone for the much, much bigger than the 10,000 entry ones anywhere in the world. And people really value it as that and see the finishing of the Cork Marathon as a really big accomplishment now, which is great. So we've come a long way. We're 13 years down the road, and it really has gone from strength to strength. And that's thanks in no small part to all the volunteers. We have more than 500 volunteers. And if anybody is interested in volunteering, they can apply on the website, because we need all the help we can get, and people get huge satisfaction.
Indeed, absolutely, yeah. So the actual launch itself took place, was it last week, I believe?
Yeah, last week.
So who was attending there and officially opening it?
So the Lord Mayor was there, the First Citizen of Cork, and also... Councillor McFinn was...
McFinn, yeah.
So the Lord Mayor always steps in for us every year, because it's a really big event in the Cork calendar. And the marketing manager of the Irish Examiner, Karen O'Donoghue, was there as well, because it's the Irish Examiner Cork City Marathon. So we're delighted that they're our partners again and our sponsors this year.
Indeed, fantastic. It's going to be taking place, was it June, was it? 2nd of June.
Yeah, Sunday the 2nd of June, and we switched from the bank holiday Monday to the Sunday, and that really has increased participation because people have the Monday to recover.
Indeed, yeah.
It was a really good move, so it's even better since we moved to the Sunday for the city and for the entrance as well.
Indeed. Now, how can people get in touch with you guys at or to register, sorry, for the marathon? And when is there a deadline for that?
Yeah, you have until the 17th of May to register. And if you go onto the website, or you can access it as well at corkcity.ie, which is Cork City Council's corkcitycouncil.ie, which is Cork City Council's website.
And you can just follow the links there for the marathon.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and also I believe there's lots of training tips as well there for I guess, the not-so-fit marathon runner.
Yeah, exactly. So if people log on, they can find their way to whatever suits them. Whatever questions they have are all answered there. And, of course, we have a team here that they can ring in City Hall any time as well.
That's fantastic. It really is good. And it's as you said, it's hoping to break the 10,000 mark with a lot more entrants as well. That would be fantastic, wouldn't it? Do we have enough room for them?
We do. Because I suppose, first of all, it starts at 8:30 for the marathon and the relay. And then the half marathon starts at 10:15. So I suppose we're old hens at this stage where there's a bit of staggering done there.
Indeed.
And also, as you know, the runners spread out pretty quickly. So there is something to be seen right across the route throughout the city. And there's always room for more. We're delighted to welcome as many as are interested.
Indeed. And as it gets closer, I guess a lot of, obviously roads will be closed off, but motorists need to be aware of road closures as well.
Yes, and we will publicise that very widely in the time coming up to the marathon. But being on a bank holiday Sunday, that's never an issue.
There won't be an issue, no, indeed. No. That's fantastic. Valerie, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic event as well, and getting bigger and bigger every year with much success and a lot of good planning and hard work by yourselves. Valerie, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks so much for having me, Will. Thanks.
Pleasure. Now, you take care now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. There you go, Valerie O'Sullivan there from Cork City Council, Director of Services, talking about the Cork City Marathon, which takes place on the 2nd of June, and you need to get registered by the 17th of May. And, like I said, there's lots of little runs taking place. There's the full marathon, obviously. There's a half marathon, there's a relay, and there's a youth challenge as well. And that's aimed at youths over the age of 16 and supported by Cork City Council, Cork Education and Training Board, Cork Sports Partnership and the HSE. It's not a race or a competition, but rather an opportunity for youngsters involved to embrace health and fitness in a fun and engaging way.